He said, "Many are called, and few are chosen." He said, "No man can come to me except the Father which has sent me draw him, and I will raise him up at the last day." He said, "They shall all be taught of God. Every man, therefore, that has heard and has learned of the Father comes to me." He said, "The gate is straight and the way narrow." He said, "Few there be that find eternal life." Do you remember? He said, "No man can come unto him except it were given unto him of his Father." He said, "I am the bread of life. He that comes to me shall never hunger, and he that believes on me shall never thirst." He said, "He will never leave you. He said, He will never forsake you." Do you remember? He said, "Man shall not live by bread alone, but by every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God." He said, "Blessed are the poor in spirit. Blessed are they that mourn. Blessed are the meek. Blessed are they which do hunger and thirst after righteousness. Blessed are the merciful. Blessed are the pure in heart. Blessed are the peacemakers. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake. Blessed are you when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you for my sake." Do you remember? He said that He is the way, the truth, and life. No man cometh to the Father but by Him only. He said, "Not every one that says unto Him, Lord, Lord, shall enter into the kingdom of heaven, but he that does the will of my Father which is in heaven." Many will say to Him in that day of judgment, "Lord, Lord, have we not prophesied in Thy name? And in Thy name have cast out devils? And in Thy name done many wonderful works?" And then He will profess to them, "I never knew you. Depart from me, you that work iniquity." He said, "Whosoever hears these sayings of mine and does them, I will liken him unto a wise man which built his house upon a rock. And everyone that hears these sayings of mine and does them not shall be likened unto a foolish man which built his house upon the sand, and great was the fall of it." Do you remember? He said, "When you pray, you should not be as the hypocrites are, for they love to pray standing in the synagogues, churches, and in the corners of the streets, that they may be seen of men." He said, "Truly they have their reward. But you, when you pray, enter into your closet, the quiet place within you. And when you have shut the door, pray to your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. When you pray, do not use vain repetitions as the heathen do, for they think that they shall be heard for their much speaking. Do not be like them, for your Father knows what things you have need of before you ask him. Do you remember? He said, take heed that you do not give your alms before men, to be seen of them. Otherwise you have no reward of your Father which is in heaven. Do not sound a trumpet before yourself, as the hypocrites do in the synagogues and in the streets and in the churches, that they may have glory of men. They have their reward. But when you give alms, don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing, that your alms may be in secret, and your Father which sees in secret himself shall reward you openly. He said, when you fast, anoint your head and wash your face, that you appear not unto men to fast, but unto your Father which is in secret, and your Father which sees in secret shall reward you openly. Do you remember? He said, take no thought for your life, what you shall eat or what you shall drink, nor yet for your body, what you shall put on. Is not the life more than meat, and the body more than raiment? He asked, which of you by taking thought can add one cubit, centimeter, inch unto his stature? He said, take no thought, saying, what shall we eat, or what shall we drink, or wherewithal shall we be clothed? For all these things do the Gentiles seek, the world. For your heavenly Father knows that you need all these things. But seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Remember? He said, take no thought for tomorrow, for tomorrow shall take thought for the things of itself. Sufficient unto today is the evil thereof. He said, lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust corrupts, and where thieves do not break through or steal. For where your treasure is, there will your heart be also. He said to you which hear, love your enemies, do good unto them which hate you, bless them that curse you, and pray for them which despitefully use you. Do you? He said, watch therefore and pray always that you may be accounted worthy to escape all these things that shall come to pass, and to stand before the Son of Man. He said, heaven and earth shall pass away, but his words shall not pass away. He said, fear not, little flock, for it is your Father's good pleasure to give you the kingdom. He said, I am with you always, even unto the end of the world. He said, whosoever shall be ashamed of me and of my words, of him shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he shall come in his own glory, and in his Father's, and of the holy angels. Brethren, when you struggle, working out your salvation in fear and trembling, Remember what Paul said. But what things were gained to me, those I counted loss for Christ. Yes, doubtless, and I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and do count them but dung that I may win Christ and be found in him, not having my own righteousness, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by faith, that I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his sufferings, being made conformable unto his death. And if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead, not as though I have already attained, either were already perfect, but I follow after, that I may apprehend that for which I also am apprehended of Christ Jesus. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before, I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Let us therefore, as many as be perfect, be thus minded. If in anything you be otherwise minded, God shall reveal even this unto you. Nevertheless, that which we have already attained, let us walk by the same rule. Let us mind the same thing. We have a great gift. We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the world unto our glory. This wisdom none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. Eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man, the things which God hath prepared for them that love him. Hold fast, stand, watch, and pray. For our Christ Jesus said, He that shall endure unto the end, the same shall be saved. Do you remember? Beloved, I will not be negligent to put you always in remembrance of these things, though you know them, and be established in the present truth. This is the Narrow Way Ministry. Now, and until I am no longer, raise your shield of faith, don your helmet of the hope of salvation, and keep to the road with your Christ. And always remember.